Tina, we're right in the middle here of filleting a mackerel, and it's actually fairly straightforward, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Because I think you look at the fish and realise how it's structured, and you can see with round fish that there is going to be one fillet on one side and another on the other side, and you just cut across and start stroking it, really, to get it out.
I mean, often we'll ask our fishmonger to do this, but this is quite a good exercise as well to see how fresh a fish is. So what are the main indicators? I mean, we've got a group here of, what, sort of 13, 14 people. You've just talked us through the main indicators of being buying a fresh fish. What are they?
Well, first of all, just a general look of the fish. If it looks shiny, healthy, the skin should be wet and the eyes should be protruding. The older the fish is, the more they start to sink in. So just have a general look. If it's dry and the skin is slightly damaged, then obviously it's been manhandled perhaps for longer and for, you know, more than you want to. But then the gills are the best indicator after that. So if you just open the flaps behind the head and have a look at the gills, they will look like little chicken livers. So they should be shiny, quite red. Basically, the reason is that it's an indicator that they have been recently oxygenated. So the redder, the fresher. And if they start to look a bit brown, even greeny, then it's a no-no. You don't want to buy the fish, and your fishmonger shouldn't be selling it.
And just obviously the smell is a good indicator as well, because fresh fish shouldn't really smell.
No, it doesn't. If you go to a wholesale fish market, it will smell strongly of fish, because they will be using boxes and ice and so on that's been reused. But if you pick up the fish, it should smell very vaguely of the sea. But a very pungent smell is also an indicator that actually it's not that fresh.
And then the last thing I was just going to ask here, we filleted it, but obviously we can't get every single bone out.
No.
We've got this beautiful fillet. It's got that lovely pink sort of line down it, and that gorgeous sort of blue, silver skin on it.
Yes.
But not every single bone has been taken out of here. You were saying that the bones are quite good for you?
They are. They're full of iron. It's a good source of iron. And obviously, you know, God forbid that anybody should choke on a bone here at the cookery school. I'd be horrified. But the softer bones tend to break down with cooking anyway, and they become so soft that you won't notice them when you eat. And the rather stiff ones, you can pull out with your fingers. So I think the ones that come out fairly easily, it's a bit fidgety, they should come out, but the rest can stay in. And once it's cooked, they will become softer.
And they've got iron.
Yes, they're full of iron. So the skeletal part of the fish is full of goodness and richness and all the omega oils that we want and so on. There's more of it in the bone than the fish meat. So we shouldn't be, I mean, obviously be cautious, but you shouldn't be absolutely terrified of the little bones, because they are good for us.